I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up next, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. And this week, we continue with our mini-series about food waste. This time, Elspeth discovers how a small food pantry in Wellfleet is working with volunteers to keep all different kinds of local food out of the waste stream.
Kathleen Bacon became a member of the Wellfleet Community Garden in 2012.
This end is my plot that I've had since the garden opened. And this is all lettuce. Probably 10 to 12 varieties of lettuce. And this small bed here holds 14 tomato plants.
The year after Kathleen joined the garden, she noticed that after Labor Day, a lot of the plots weren't as carefully tended as they were during the summer. And there was a lot of extra food lying around.
I sent out an email to all 30 gardeners saying that I would be in the garden on a particular Monday between 9 and 12 if they had produce that they wanted to donate that, you know, they couldn't themselves use, I would deliver it to the food pantry.
The donations started small, a few tomatoes or a lone squash. But slowly the gardeners caught on. And every year, Kathleen's deliveries from her own plot and the community garden as a whole have increased. I always thought donations had to be in a box or a can, but that's not true. Sandy Galvin is a registered nurse who volunteers regularly at the Wellfleet Food Pantry.
We love fresh produce. We actually bought a new refrigerator, an extra refrigerator, to put some of the fresh produce in.
Like Kathleen has shown, keeping the pantry stocked doesn't always have to involve giving or using money. The key is to keep perfectly good food out of the waste stream so that people who need it can enjoy it. Marcia Sexton also helps out at the pantry.
We have another volunteer who goes to the Hole-in-One Bakery every Monday, and she gets boxes of their...
Day old?
It's not even day old. It's that day that they're not going to sell the next day. They're going to throw it out. And so if we make an effort to reach out to try and get these kinds of donations, they come in. And many of the businesses, when they close at the end of the season, restaurants and or markets, they will bring in any of their food that they, you know, want us to use.
The Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance regularly collaborates with food pantries across the Cape to donate species like dogfish, mackerel, and skate that don't command as high a price as other local seafood, but are still incredibly delicious and healthy. Sandy says the impact is huge.
We have about 80 families. We serviced more than 300 people last year.
That's more than 10% of Wellfleet's year-round population. The town's food pantry is one of 8 from Harwich to Provincetown, sponsored by the nonprofit Lower Cape Outreach Council. Usually, the pantries have to buy food from the Greater Boston Food Bank to fill their shelves. But more and more, creative volunteers are supplementing this with local sources.
I never thought I'd be part of that local movement of growing. I rent in Wellfleet. I don't have my own backyard. So this was just, you know, just made for me to do. I'd like to see more gardeners be aware that Wellfleet does have a food pantry. And anytime they feel that they had an overabundance of something in particular, that it's nothing to just go over to the food pantry and donate it. It doesn't have to be 5 pounds or 10 pounds. It can be 2 or 3 tomatoes. Yeah, they'll take it.
There are food pantries serving every town on the Cape and Islands, and new solutions popping up all the time for keeping local food out of the waste stream. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
To find out where to donate or pick up fresh produce in your area, you can visit our website, capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to Elspeth's blog about food. It's called Diary of a Locavore. And don't forget, we'd love to hear your suggestions for stories, and you can do that also through our website. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.